Okay, we're picking up two lines from the bottom of Yod Gimel Amud Beis. We're picking up the words Havama Niknes Bevia, that the Havama is acquired through Bia. So it says the Gemara, Bevia Minalan, where do we know that Havama becomes married to her Yavam through Bia? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yavama Yavo Aleh, Lekacha Lo Isha, the Yavam should have relations with her and take her as a wife. So we see the clear indicated over here that through having Bia, as Rashi says, Klomer Biasa, Hein Lekuche, the way to get married is through having relations with the woman whose husband had died without any children. The Gemara says, V'ema Lekula Milsa Keisha, but why don't you say she's like a woman, she's like an Isha, like in every way. As Rashi points out, Ma Isha Kesef Ishtar, Ki Bia Af Yavama Kesef Ishtar. You could also use Kesef Ishtar, not just relations, to acquire the woman a level of Dereisa. So, and that also should be another way where you could have affect the marriage. It says the Gemara, no, lo saka daitach, you can't say that. Why? Desanya, we learn in a braisa, yachal yakesev ishtar gomrim bai. I would have said that maybe a money or star can also finalize and complete the marriage of Yavama. Kederach shabia gomeris, but right, if her husband died with any children, now she wants to marry the brother. So that would work just like it does for a regular kedushin. Talmud lomar vi Yavama. The pasuk said, through Yibum, Yibum is having relations. That creates the way to create the marriage. Bia gomeris, but so we learn from this limud that only the only way to do it is having relations. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema mai v'yibama." What do we learn from v'yibama that you should have it through yibam? The bal karcha miyabam, that he can acquire her through yibam, even bal karcha. That if the yavim has bia with the yavama, he acquires her as his wife, even it is bal karcha. So that's what we learn from over here. So the Gemara says, "Imkain lemakra v'yibamim." It should say that he should acquire three ribuim. My v'yibama is an extra ribuy that as well. So we can learn two different ribuim. Can learn two different things. Shema mina tarte. Can learn two different halachas from this. So now the Gemara continues bechalitza. Chalitza. So we learn that through chalitza she also acquires herself. So the Gemara says, "Minelan, how do I know that chalitza allows her to remarry? Maybe she actually just is not allowed to marry anybody after that." Maybe she's just usher to the whole world. It's just the Avam no longer is attached to her, but she's not allowed to marry anybody else. So it says, the Pasuk says that this is the house of where the shoe is removed. So we can learn, as soon as the Yavam shoe is removed, so then, and meaning it does Chalitza, so then she is now allowed to marry anybody in Klal Yisrael. And this is that's how we explain the Pasuk, that when she removes the shoe, she's not allowed to marry anybody that she wants. So we see that Chalitza allows her to marry any person. Hi Yisrael, Achidas, but that's not true in Yisrael. We said Nikar Shmo Be Yisrael, Beis Chalitza Zal, that is coming to this drasha, but we use it for a different drasha. I mean, Baylei, Lechidetani Rab Shmo Bar Yehuda. What do we learn from the words of Be Yisrael? Beis Din Shal Yisrael, the Chalitza must be performed in a Beis Din of Yisrael, Velo Beis Din Shal Ovdei Kochavim, and not in front of a Beis Din of Goyim. So the Ritv understands that the witnesses of the Chalitza have to be people, so the Havamina would be that the court that the Beis Din that's watching this has to have people whose parents obviously are both Jewish, meaning maybe, because there's no Havamina that you could just use a Goy, that's like Pasha. So the Ritv says, maybe we're talking about over here, is that generally if a person's mother is Jewish, so for all intents and purposes, that person is fully kosher for many different halachas. But here, maybe that's what's actually the chiddush of this din, because to tell you that you can't use a non-Jewish court, it's meaningless for halacha purposes for anything. So why would you have a havamina to assume that should work? That's what the Rishva is coming to explain. So the Gemara says, fine, but either way, we're learning that limud, but still, trei b'Yisrael k'sive, that it says Yisrael two times in the pasuk, and therefore we can learn both halachas. So we learn out, right, that it says Yisrael two times, we can learn out two different psukim. So the Gemara says, v'akasim by l'chedesana, but the extra Yisrael, that you're going to be v'nikras mo b'yisrael basic l'tzanal is another limud rev from the Brei Samar Rabbi Yehuda. When we were sitting before Rabbi Tarfon, v'asa yavama lachlotz, and yavama came to do chalitza before him. V'amar lanu anu kocha v'amru chalotzanal chalotzanal. So we see he said, as Rabbi Tarfon told us to do this, so we had to actually announce chalotzanal chalotzanal. So then how could this be teaching us that the chalitza is permitting to marry Mary? It's actually teaching us the actual pasuk itself that you need to actually say of Amar Kachiyas Lishcher Loiv Nebesachiv. We mamash just read this in this week's parsha. That's what we learn. You actually have to say chalotzanal chalotzanal. I believe Rashi and Chumash quoted that. So the Gemara says, "Whom the Vinikra Shemov Nafka?" No, that's from Vinikra. The Lashon Vinikra Shemov that we're Nafka of the Kore, and therefore you learn from there that you have to say it out loud. from the fact that it says V'nikra Shemo Bi Yisrael, from the Bi Yisrael, Beis Chotanal, there you are able to learn that she is able to marry anybody that she wants. Okay, now the Gemara continues. V'misas Hayavam, that also Yavam has nicknames to herself, that she's allowed to marry anyone that she wants after the Yavam dies. We know, and how do I know the Yavam permits her to remarry? Maybe she's never allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says a Kal V'chomer. We can learn it from through the method of a Kal V'chomer. Mama Eishes Ishi Bechenek, that if a woman who is a married woman and she is usher to be with any other person, and if she does violate that iser, then she's going to be chayav misa, she's chayav chenek, she's chayav to be strangulation. Misas habal matirasa. So then if her husband dies, she's allowed to marry somebody else, be with somebody else, have relations with somebody else, right, through another marriage. Yavama, she beloved. So Yavama, who's only losia esha misachut alizar, that pasuk, that we, again, I think this week's parsha also, we learned it, that you're not, it's an iser lav to have relations with anybody outside of the Yavam while he hasn't done chalitza yet. So then, lo kol shekhen, shouldn't be kal v'chomer, that the Yavam dies, that she's allowed to remarry. And that's pasha. So the Gemara says no, because this kal v'chomer fundamentally has a pircha. If there's a stad that's chamor in one of the halacha, in the halacha that you're trying to learn the kal v'chomer from, meaning if there's a halacha that Yavama is stronger and more chamor than that of a regular woman who's married, then you wouldn't be able to have the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says that what's the chamra? That mal eishes, or kula rather, mal eishes ishi can yotze begedav. Reuben has the ability to divorce his wife Sarah through getting divorced. Tamar b'zushen yotze begedav. However, Yavam does not have the ability to be able to divorce her to remove their separation. So maybe it's a stronger separation, which even if he dies, then that would not be removed, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, ha nami yotze b'chalitza? No, but this Yavama is removed through chalitza, similar to that of chalitza is basically the form of get. And therefore, she is also going to be compared to a married woman, and therefore the kal v'chomer stands. That's the whole shaila. You know, chalitza l'chora, how much of it is considered a get? We know that many times the Mishnayos put together grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedyot. So that's the shaila. Tosos learn over there, v'kasha l'chora, many Rashi's would imply maybe that's a dinda reisa, but l'chora the Gemara seems to be fairish in one place that it's derabanan. So the Gemara here, though, actually seems to play the other way. The Gemara is comparing chalitza fully to a get. Maybe you could say on the full level that really it is a full level, like she's mamish divorced when she does chalitza, and therefore she's no longer married to marry a kohen, even on a stronger level than just that is a big shaila. That's a famous tosfos there, and comes up in Ksuba, it's going to different places. Ella, mala isha isha ken osar matira. So when it comes to married women, what's unique there is that the person who caused her to become osar, meaning her husband, he's the one who's permitting her by dying. So that does not be the same thing when it comes to Yavama, who, why is she attached anyways to her husband who died? Now that relationship is not done by the Yavam, so therefore when the Yavam dies, it can be argued that the one who ushers her left her in the world, lifting the restriction upon her. So the verse is Amar Avashi, Anami Osir Matira. But the Kal V'chomer, we bring back the Kal V'chomer. It's not as pirch on the Kal V'chomer, because also when the Yavam dies, really, what's happening is Yavam Osra, Yavam Sharila, the Yavam is causing her not to be able to marry anybody else because he's making her Zakuka Vemedes to be do Yibum with him. And therefore, when he dies, it's permitting her. So it really is the same person. So therefore, we don't have the Pirkan the Kavachomer. And therefore, the Yavama's restriction is very similar to that of her. The same, really, in that regard, to the same of that of when it comes to a case of regular marriage. So we can learn that a married woman is able to be released from marriage to chalita from a kal v'chomer. Ma yavama sheina yotza begeda, yavama doesn't help you to get divorced. Doesn't help. It doesn't remove the connection, the zika that exists between the yavam and the yavama. So yotza bechalita, you're allowed to do chalita. Zu sheina yotza beged, that a married woman who is yotza beged. So then we should say ena din she yotza bechalita bekal v'chomer, that a chalita should work for her as well. So the Gemara says, yes, that kal v'chomer would have worked had it not been for the pasuk. Amar Krah, the pasuk had to say, sefer krisus, that we learn from here, that you need a document that is kores, that is separating the man and the woman. So that implies, sefer krisus v'ein davar achar krisus, that only an actual get is allowed to remove the marriage. Nothing else is able to remove the marriage. And that's what we learn from over here, lords of the sefer krisus, to teach you that it does not work for chalitza. So the Gemara says, Tehei Yavama Yotza Beget Mekal V'chomer. So we want to see the other way, though. That Yavama should be able to have a get work for her, like chalitza. Maya Isha Eni Yotza Bechalitza Yotza Beget. Of a married woman who cannot be released through chalitza is able to be removed through a get. So she Yotza Bechalitza. So this one, who's less chamar, is able to have chalitza. They say, Kal V'chomer, in Adin, she has a beget. So that also should have been a valid Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, because therefore you have the drasha Amar Kra Kacha. Again, in this week's parsha, we had Kacha Yaseh Leish, Asher Lo Yivneh, Beis Achiv. It's an interesting, it's the same It's the same trap as the one, always reminds me of the Pesukim in Megillah. We say Megillah. So it's the same kacha, just we say, anyway, so we see from over here, the Pasuk says kacha, that this is how it's going to be done. Kacha, ikuva. And the lashon of the kacha, that this is implying something which is ma'akev, that only this way is going to be a valid way to perform chalitza, and no other way is able to perform chalitza. The Gemara says, is that really true? That you say that rule that you just said, v'cholhecha de'ika ikuva, whenever there is something hold you back written in the psukim, lo darshe kavachomer, not able to learn a darshe kavachomer, which would then extend this halacha beyond what is explicit in the psukim, is that really a true statement? So now, in Yonah the Omer, within 30 days of Yom Kippur, it's scary, actually. Are we? Is it Yod yet? It's about to be. V'ayom HaKippurim d'chsiv Gorel v'chukah. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it says Gorel and Achukah. So they have the Pesukim, V'nasin Aaron al shnei asirim Gorelos Gorel achad Hashem Gorel achad la'azazel. The famous Pesukim that talk about the lottery that Aaron makes, right? With the two goats, one is going to say la'Hashem, and the other one says la'azazel. V'ayisah lachem l'chukas olam. And the Pesuk also says it's going to be lachem l'chukas olam. So the first, the Torah tells you that the Kohen Gadol is a chiyuv to have two, right, identical goats, and one is to say, one to Hashem, one to Lazazel, and then it says afterwards, after Vayisalem Lachem Lachukas Olam, it says it's going to be Lachem Lachukas Olam, and implies that it's a different halacha. The Gemara says V'ha Yomakibur Goral V'chuka, it says Chuka, yet it implies something holding back. V'tanya V'asau Chatas, the pasuk says that he should make it a chatas, meaning vehikriv arnas tzir shalav alav agorel. We're talking about the one Lashem vasau chatas. That's the one talking about Lashem. And you vasau is not clear. It's very ambiguous. What does that mean? What are we referring to over here? So the pasuk could be understood that it is referring to the chatas, meaning that the when you're putting the lottery of Lashem, that goat is going to be a chatas. So the Gemara said the Reis has a lashon. So we what do we say vasau chatas agorel o se chatas? That this teaches us that the making the lottery makes the goat into a chatas, v'in Hashem osa chatas. Whereas simply saying lashon of the name chatas does not make it into a korban chatas. If the Kohen Gadol, this he decided to designate one of the goats as a chatas, the one of the seirim. So then the lach is that the animal does not become defined by that. He has to go back and have the actual lottery, meaning the two lots that he has. One Lashem and one, that's going to make the designation. So we see that's what the Pesukim says. Shiach v'lodinus, and I would have said the Kavachomer. What would be the Kavachomer? That the goats can be designated verbally by the Kohen Gadol. What could you have said? In a situation where one does not mekadesh an animal and specify what it's going to be used for, Kidesh Hashem, by defining it as saying Lashem, then it would. The Brisa is telling us that if a person cannot afford a sheep or a goat, he's allowed to bring two birds, one for a chatas and one for an ola, and you're going to determine them by verbally designating them. So when the Kohen does this at the time of the korban, if the owner decides to have a lottery to establish the status of the birds, their status is not determined by his actions, and the birds are allowed to be switched with one another. That's the halacha generally. Shelo kiddush agorel kiddush Hashem, only by actually verbally designating it and being makdish it, that works. Malkom shegidish agorel, a situation where the goats of Yom Kippur, where having the lottery would in fact be makdish the animal as that korban when you draw it out. En odin shekiddush Hashem, wouldn't you say logically then the name saying Lashem actually would work? Talmud loymar vasau chatas. So therefore the pasuk has to say vasau chatas, which teaches us agorel ose chatas, en Hashem ose chatas, that the actual goyral makes the chatas, and not the name saying that it's a korban does not make it as a chatas. So that's what we learn. So shina lava kasul akiv. That's a famous halacha, as Rashi points out that when we repeat a certain halacha and when it refers to certain korbanas, it doesn't emphasize that is mamish ma'akiv. So and that's what we learn from over here. So therefore, we repeat the point that having the goral designates the animal. So this is what we learn from this repetition. Tells us that no procedure other than making the goral works. So the Gemara says, we didn't even flesh out the kasha. This is all just explanation of what the limud is by Yom Kippur. So now, what are we bringing out though? V'tayma dematikra, that the only reason that the verbal designation doesn't work for the Seirim on Yom Kippur is because it specifically had that limud of, that we said before, v'asau chatas. So if it didn't say halavach, if it didn't say v'asau chatas, so then darshina kavachomer, I would have learned through a kavachomer to allow a verbal designation. Even though the word chuka, which is generally telling us a lashon, which is holding back, and it says it specifically lashon of chukah, I would have learned that you'd have this thing work. So the Kal v'Chomer can work even in an area where you have this lashon of chukah, which is ma'akiv. I wouldn't have learned that this ma'akiv necessarily. So the Gemara says no. Amar kra la. The Gemara says that really, just going back, when the idea of having a yavama to remarry, the pasuk says la. That when it talks about her, Amar kra la la v'lo yavama. That when it specifically says because of la sefer kritus. So we learn because of la v'lo yavama that a yavama does not work to give a get. Ve'ema la lishma, but we learn out from la is lishma. That's the famous drasha gittin that you need a pasuk to tell me la lishma that the get needs to be written first. Because so much of the Maseches Gittin that we just learned is all about this. So the Gemara says ve'ema la lishma tre la ksive. No, really, it has la two different times. So since it says the la, ve'usena isha achar because of la sefer krisus, that's another lashon of la. Both of them can be teaching us these two different halachas. The Gemara says ve'kasim ibaylei. Chad lasha la lishma. One is la lishma. Idach la v'lo lachaverta. Let's say the woman was her name was Sarah Bas whoever it is, Sarah Bas Reuven, and there was two, and the guy was married to two Sarahs Bas Reuvens. That was her same exact name. So maybe I could have said he can give one get, let them pick it up at the same time, and then he's yotze giving a get to both of them, divorce both of them at the same time. So we learn now from la v'lo lachaverta that even if they're the same exact names, you cannot give them a get. It needs to be written individually for each person getting the get. So the Gemara says, Ela Markra Na'al. So the Pasuk says, a shoe was removed. Na'al in Midiach Renilo, that we learn from a shoe is the way, meaning doing this din of Chalitza is a way to remove her from her Zika to the Yavam, her connection to the Yavam, which prevents her from getting married. Midiach Renilo, but any other process would not be a valid way of getting her to be able to get removed from her yavam. So the Gemara says, "Vahai naal achidasa." But that drasha of naal is teaching this halacha, and you can't use anything, any other method like a get. You need a different halacha of naal. Naalo. The pasuk says his shoe, talking about the yavam shoe. Ainli ela naalo, that you can only use the yavam shoe that he actually owns. Naal shokolada minale. How do I know it has to be a shoe that belongs to anybody? Tamalomar naal naal riba. We learn from a naal which is mirabe, that any shoe includes even the shoe that's not his own. Imkei matamad lar na'alo. What do we learn from the learn of na'alo? Na'alo aroy lo. That na'alo is shoe that has to be fit for him. Prat legadol shein yachol ha'alech bo. This is excluding a big shoe that's on it. You can't walk in such a big shoe. Prat legadol shein yachol ha'alech rav raglo. And if it's too small, doesn't cover most of his foot, it wouldn't work either. Prat lemusalayim shein lo akim. And also a sandal, which doesn't have a heel, that also is not going to be valid. So since the Braisa uses the lashon of na'al, so you can't use the lashon of na'al to tell me that's the only way to get her divorced. So im kain nichtof from na'al. Why does it say my hana'al? Why is the lashon of hana'al? Beis chalutz hana'al with a hey idea. So should we learn two different halachas? Shema minei tarta, we can learn both halachas that this is the way to do chalitza, and this and only this, and not get. And we could also learn over here that you have to, it's coming to exclude the sandal, it's missing the sole, another drasha that we just had before. Nine. Now we're up to, since we were discussing the idea of kinyanim, so there is another form of kinyanim that's really been discussing in the next few dapim already. We're going to kind of move off the case of woman, but this is a huge, very important sugyas in all of Shas to know how kinyanim are, the mechanism of kinyanim. To know all nashim mezikim, you need to know kinyanim very well. So that's why Kedushin, quote-unquote, the yeshiva mesechta, that they learn, because these parts are part and parcel of the kinyanim that you need to know how what is the way that to acquire things is very, very important for all of the bases of Nashim and Ezekin. So, and to give a little akdama, just there's two ways that a person can become an ever ivri. If you steal and can't repay, that's right. The person's not able v'nikna v'nimkar b'gnevaso. We learn b'gnevaso, l'gnevaso. There's different halachas that we learn about that halacha. But v'nimkar b'gnevaso teaches us that you become an ever ivri. So that's the halacha of an ever ivri. But you could also sell yourself in a case where a person's very poor. He can sell himself as an ever ivri. So there's two. Those are two different things, which might, we're going to see from this very daf, those might have different halachas to your status. If in the case where you sold yourself, you might have different halachas than that of a person who was sold into to becoming an evrei because he couldn't afford to pay back the amount that he stole. And just important to note, also we also have an ama ivriya, someone who is sold by her father who is under the age of bas mitzvah, and also we could have a case of a yid who sells himself to a goy. So that's a different pasuk of trying to redeem him, but that's what we learn from these things. So here we have this connotation. It might be both. Evan Ivri nikta bekesef avishtar. So an Evan Ivri. So here you could purchase him by kesef or with a document, either one, and there you're able to buy him. So this is also, again, this is going to be a shayla, but lachor is referring to both types of evidim, both by saved by the court, sold by the court, and the one who's selling himself. So the Gemara says, v'kona atzma b'shanim, also, if he works a full 6 years, then he is finished. That's the amount that he has to work. Uviyovel, or if Yovel comes up, and even before 6 years, he can then get out. Vigar and Kesef. Then there's Shemitah. I think people get confused because after 6 years, you're free. But not, you could do it now for 6 years, and the Shemitah cycle will be before that. But still, that's the halacha. Vigar and Kesef also, if he pays back the purchase price. So let's say the guy bought him for $500, or let's do $600, make it easier, $600 for 6 years. So after 2 years, he finds a way to be able to earn himself $400. So then, if he gives $400 to the Adon, then he's also able to, because we evaluate at $100 a year, so we're able to be garon to deduct the amounts that he worked and pay the rest. Yisira lav amavriya. There's another method which amavriya, a woman, would be able to become free. Even if the father sold her at 10 years old and she got her period at 11, so then also then she also physical size of maturity would allow her to go free. As nirtza, so that you are able to do with how do you be nicknamed for till Yovel? He doesn't go; it's not forever. If he wants to stay the servant of the master, he has a very good situation. He's very happy there. So the halacha is that by doing this method of nailing his ear, putting the ear by the door, that would work to be able to kona him. V'konas atzim by Yovel, either through Yovel or misas adon. If his adon dies, it does not pass to his children, and his servitude is now finished. This is again talking about the eved ivri. So says the Gemara, Eved Ivri Niknam Mekesef Minelda. Where do I know that Eved Ivri is Niknam Mekesef? Amar Kra, Mekesef Miknoso. Melamed Sheniknam Mekesef. We learn from Kesef Miknoso that the Eved Ivri is going to be able to be nicknamed from with money. So the Gemara says, Eshkechan Eved Ivri Anim Karlovet Kulchavim. This Pasuk, though, as we pointed out, there's really three categories. There's one sells himself to a yid, one who's sold because he stole money, can't repay, and there's a third category, someone who sells himself to a goy. So this is that third category, the guy who sold him to a goy, that's an avikachavim. In general, when it comes to a goy in general, the only way which we can be kona with them is through kesef. That is a very important Rashi's point over here. Tosfos disagree because that's the whole shayla. How do we paskin like Reish Lakish or Yochanan? There's a tremendous nafkamina. How do you do kinyanim on a level d'oraisa? That the Gemara, when it comes to Perek Hazav, we learn Dvar Torah Maos Konos. So we learn, and Eved Ovid Kacham is only going to be through Mashicha. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Tosfos. No, we pass like Reish Lakish, although that's a Shaila based on Gemara Nazav and Bab Metzia. Where does this come up? Why am I bringing this all up? I mean, bring it up because it's important to know which Kinyanim are Doraisa, but where you need a full Kinyan Doraisa, then that would be very important to do the Kinyan Doraisa. Where do we need a Kinyan Doraisa? So one place for sure is by Mechiras Chametz. We want to, if you don't own the Chametz on your Doraisa Chazer Shalom, we want the Kinyan to be Chal on the level of Doraisa as well. So according to, right, it's very important to know Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Rashi, so then the way that you do it is only through Kesef. If you do Mishicha, that does not work with the Goy on a level of Doraisa. And according to Tosfos, Pum Fakert. So what do? We're machmir for both Shitas. We do both a Mishicha and a Kenyan Kesef, or both. He pays a little bit amount. Bishavapruto, you know, it's a down payment. That's the whole point. You don't have to pay the whole thing. He puts a down payment, or whatever it is, if you, probably a dollar, whatever he may be putting. I don't know exactly how it works. And then and he also does a mashicha. They do five kinanim. I actually gave over that share from Rosh Hashanah before. There's five kinanim that we do because of even those two things. There's still other shitas. He went through all five and the machlokas that exist between all of them. But either way, that's why it's important to know this. So to hold the kolkinu kesef, Rashi understands that the Gemara means to say that in general a goy can only be kona through movable objects with money. That is according to Rashi. Other goyim, Tosfos again disagrees, so they explain the Gemara differently. But that's where we'll go with Shitas Rashi to explain the Gemara. So Nimka Leisomanan, how do I know though if a yid who's sold to a Jew can be acquired through money? So Amar Kra Vehefte. The pasuk says that he shall cause the woman Vehefte we're talking about an Amavriya, to be redeemed. So Vehefte Malamet Shemigras Pidunav Yotze, that we learn from over here, that an Amavriya also has this gira on kesef that she could deduct the value of how many years she worked and pay the redemption and then go free. So the fact that an Amma Ivriya can do this, we're assuming so too in Eved Ivri. So Eskichan Amma Ivriya, so how do we know that? But we see it by Amma Ivriya, who is a woman. However, because she could be married through money. How do Mikna Mekesef and Mikana Mekesef make sense that money should work for her? Eved Ivri Minalam, but where am I going to know that an Eved Ivri is coded in the same method? So it says, we have the Chashishanim. This is a very very important hekesh that we have. We learn from Eved Ivri to Ivriyah, Makish Ivri to Ivriyah, which we learn a lot of different halachas. This is the first of that halacha, that just like an Am Ivriyah can be acquired and be poted herself with money, so too, Eved Ivri is going to be acquired, able to be poted himself with Geron Kesef, with money as well. Ashkechan Machra based it, but this halacha, we said there's again three categories of Eved Ivri. That's only where he was sold as an Eved Ivri, where he's stolen, couldn't pay back. As the Psukim saying, Imacher is it sold to you because he was sold to you, not that he voluntarily wanted to be sold, because he was sold against his will, because he couldn't pay back the amount that he stole from you. Since the servant can be sold against his will. From where do we know that a servant sells himself can be acquired through this also? Yalif Sachir Sachir. We learn Xerah Shavra from Sachir Sachir. That applies both by an Eved that's Nimka by the Basin and an Eved Ivri who sells himself, Nimka Atzmo, Mocher Atzmo, with the Xerah Shavra that these halachas apply together. So the Gemara points out, Hanichal Amandi Alar Sachir Sachir. There's a Tana that learns that out, that the halachas of an Eved who's Mocher Atzmo and Machru Basin have the same halachas, that works. However, Lamandi Lo Yalif Sachir Sachir, Maik Lamimar. Who the one who does not hold like that, as we're going to point out, that Shitas Rabbi Lazar, we're going to get to that in a moment, he does not hold of this chiluk, so what is he going to say? Amar Kra, v'chisasig, that if a person is going to be chisasig, is talking about Mosif al Inin Rishon, and v'chisasig, and the goy is going to become rich over you. Yaman Eliyah Matachton, so we're learning from over here, that a Jew who sells himself to another Jew, is the same pasuk about a Jew who sells himself to a goy. So since the Vav Achibur is telling us that it's similar to the same halachas, we're allowed to learn a comparison between the two halachas. So Limad Ali Matachton, that just like the earlier section talking about a Jew who sells us to another Jew, we can learn the same thing if you're sold also to a Goy, and we can learn that all types of Eved Ivri may be acquired through Kesef. Now, the Gemara points out, going back to the previous point that we just said, there's a Tana that doesn't hold of this Sacher. Sacher, man Tana de Le'ele Sacher Sacher. Who is that Tana that doesn't learn of this Gzeir Shava? Hi Tana, who? It's the following. It's Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara says to Tanya, Hamocher Atzmo Nimkar L'Shesh V'Yesher Al-Shesh. The one, so this is the Chiluk Halacha L'Maisa between someone who sells himself, sorry, it's going to be the against Rabbi Lazar is going to be the one who learns Sacher Sacher, and the other one does not learn it. The Tana Kama says the following, that Hamocher Atzmo Nimkar L'Shesh V'Yesher Al-Shesh. The servant is able to sell himself for more than 6 years if he's selling himself. He doesn't care. Only Machro Beast in the maximum is 6 years. Ein Nimkar L'Shesh. Hamocher Atzmo Ein Nirtza. The servant who sells himself and wishes to remain cannot do the Ritziah. So that's the halacha about a Mocher Atzmo. Only Mocher Beisin, that's the psukim they're talking about over there, the guy who was sold from Ninkar Benegbeg Nevaso, only that person is able to sell himself for Yovel. Mocher Atzmo Ein Ma'anikim and Hanaka. The idea that when a guy goes free, the Ado, the master, has to give him gifts to be able to support himself and have a nice time when he leaves. Machor Basin Manikim Lo. So the guy who sells himself doesn't get that, type of severance package. Here he doesn't get it. Amocher Atzmo Ein Rabba Moser Lo Shivcha Knainis. So when it comes to Mocher Atzmo, the Adon has no right to be able to have a Shivcha Knainis, to have children. They're not going to be Jewish, these children. That's the special Torah goes out of its way to make this one exception that he's allowed to have a Shivcha Knainis. That's why he says Afti is right as Ishti as a Benai or say Chotzer, because he wants to be with the children that he has with the Shivcha Knainis. Machrua based in Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivcha Knainis. However, when he is sold, then he's able to have a Shivcha Knainis. These are chilukim. However, Rabbi Lazar Omer Zevazin Einanim Kalashesh Zevazin the same halachas. They've not already sold for more than 6 years. Both of them, if you're selling yourself or based in, doesn't matter. You also don't. They could both be go till Yovel. Both of them require Hanaka. They have to give them like the severance package. So both of them have relations with the Shivcha Knainis. So the Gemara says, L'chora, this is the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama. My Labba Kamifiki, the following machlokas. The Tanakama Yalev Sacher Sacher, Ilegzira Shava Sacher Sacher, Rabbi Lazar. The Tanakhama doesn't learn Sacher Sacher, so they have a chiluk in din. That's why all these halachas have a difference between where you're sold by yourself and where Beis Din sells you. And Rabbi Lazar learns that the Gzera Shava, he learns from one halacha to the other. So Gemara says, "Avrav to me with Mishmei de Abaye." No, Kuli Alma Yalev Sacher. Everybody Sacher Sacher. Everybody learns this Gzera Shava. Valchabaye Krokum Lifik. Here's the following machlokas. My time in Tanakhama. What's the reason in Tanakhama? The Maruch Atzun Nimkar Lashesh Yisrael Shesh. Mi et Rachmana Gamim Chrova Beis Din. Because the Torah has an exclusion of year. In this case, he's going to sell himself for 6 years. Nobody else. And what is Rabbi Lazar going to do with that? So the Gemara says, he learns that implying that he only works for you. But if you die, so the guy dies who owns him, so then you don't work for the children. So now going back to the Tanakhama, what is he going to learn? So the Tanakh is going to say Avdecha Achri Nechsev. It says Avdecha in a different context that we'll be able to teach you there. So from the other Avdecha we can learn that it's not for there. So how does Rabbi Elazar then learn that the heirs do not inherit from the second pasuk of Idach? Ha'hu lautas Adon Hudasa. So then that man number is going to say that this phrase appears only for the master who must serve after 6 years. Okay, but as Hashem will pick up with my Tama to Tanakh and Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's daf.